Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast spooky edition.
Happy almost Halloween.
I hope you guys are feeling spooky. I love Halloween week.
Same. This is our episode 2, volume 2 of the spooky stories because you guys asked and we will give you what you want.
And you guys always send in so many good stories. So Thank you for participating. Thank you for being scared.
You know what?
And having these terrifying experiences for all of us to enjoy.
I meant to say this in one of our last episodes, but shout out to you guys for writing in your stories for real. Because we want you to know also if your story does not get featured, we are still so appreciative that you wrote it in and took the time. And also sometimes we save stories for later things. Like if we get a ton of submissions for something like worst dates or embarrassing moments or any of them really, we will kind of like harvest them a little bit, or advice columns. So if you wrote into us and we didn't like, you know, share your story in that specific episode, it could always be used in the future as well. And we just really appreciate you guys like taking the time to write out your stories, because obviously that's what makes our podcast so great. So thank you guys for doing that for real. Y'all are real ones.
Seriously. And if we don't read it, it doesn't mean that it's not good. It could just be similar to other stories like that maybe we picked first or something like that. So don't give up on us if you don't read it.
Yeah. No, we love it so much. Story episodes are just simply the best. So we recorded our spooky stories, the original, the one that went up on Tuesday. If you guys have not listened, definitely go listen. With Tyson, we did a little swap with him. So there's actually a ton of Halloween content for you guys this week. We have our episode, Tyson's episode that we did with him, and then this episode.
Yeah.
So get ready to feel spooked. And also, one we did with Tyson was like Halloween Smash or Pass, and it was a little more lighthearted. It wasn't as spooky.
Yeah. We dressed up as cotton candy, like we said on our episode. But for Tyson's, we dressed up as old men. Old, bald, middle-aged men. And JC and I really, like, I don't know what came over us, but we were, the second we put those bald caps on, first of all, we did not understand the effort that was needed to put a bald cap on.
Yeah. If you saw some TikToks of us in the outfits and you saw something funky happening in the back, mind your business. Because the bald cap was not balding in the back.
No, it was so hard to put on. And yeah, we only did halfway pretty much.
Yeah, it was taking so long. We're just like, well, we don't even have the time to. We like had this studio rented out that we were shooting at. We're like, well, we can't even. We just got to get this done. We like tied it back with a hair tie, called it a day.
Tucked the ponytail into our shirt. But it was so fun, though.
It was so fun. We transformed into our alter egos,
yes.
Chester and Jasper. And let me tell you guys, like, I'm smiling ear to ear. It was the funnest. Why was this so fun?
It felt like we were like that was just our calling in life.
Yes.
To pretend to be them. And why did it feel so right?
It felt
as well?
So natural.
It was kind of like, it's creepy that it felt so natural creepy old men.
I was telling Chelsea, I'm like, she was so good at the character. It scared me. Like at one point, I'm like, you are a guy. Like, you are an old man.
Chester.
You're Chester.
Chester's the worst, like, old creepy man name.
You were embodying his being so well.
I know. It with the cowboy boots, it was giving Anchorman. I think that's who I was channeling, was like the guys from Anchorman. Have you seen Anchorman? Mm-mm. They're just like so just misogynistic and just the like barking and stuff is just so like them.
Oh, sick.
It's just sick.
It's sick.
It was so fun though. How long were we in those costumes?
Probably like 3 hours minimum, right?
Yeah. But
best 3 hours of my life.
We kept like going in and out of character on Tyson's podcast. And so sorry if that was confusing for you. We just couldn't help it.
Yeah. It was something was taking over us. And when I came home, I showed like, because he's like, how did the cotton candy turn out? Because we never tried it on before we actually went to the studio to record. So I was showing him photos. He's like, oh, it's cool. And then I was like, you're going to die. And I showed him us as the men. He's like, you're kidding. I'm like, no. And then I think he just thought like, we just dressed up to be, to be silly.
Yeah.
But then when I showed him us like talking like them and like doing essentially a skit, he was on the floor. Like he was actually laughing so hard. He's like, this is unreal.
No. Oh, it's so bad.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. Oh, and don't worry. At the end of the night, I literally like, have you ever like had something like that happen to you? Like I
know
choked last night. Like, I don't even know if I choked. I drowned. I waterboarded myself somehow. Like the end of the night, I literally took, I was telling Nick about it and I was like, still kind of like, it was so weird because okay, let me tell you guys what happened. Sorry. I took a drink of water to be funny. Like I like poured it down my throat like I was taking a shot or something.
Literally during one of our like
skits. Like a skit.
Like Chelsea and I were being dumb, being like our characters.
And it was the end of the night. So I think we were just like we were just being silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were getting a little slap happy. And I threw it. I say throw,
threw
like
it down
I
the hatch.
Literally threw it down the hatch. And I think because I was sick, I need someone to like message me and tell me what happened because the water went down my throat. But you know when you like it goes down the wrong pipe when you're drinking water and you kind of like start coughing up the water, it takes you a second to catch your breath. That happened. But also I think because I coughed and I'm sick and I still have a little bit of phlegm, I think somehow the phlegm came up and then like the water and the phlegm met and blocked my airway. So I actually couldn't breathe. Like I was gasping for air.
No. It was like,
how long do you think I was doing that? Like, well, to me, it felt like I was doing that for like a year. Like 2 minutes?
Like actually gasping probably 30 seconds.
Okay, it felt like I was doing that for an hour.
But I feel like it was the weirdest experience, like from my perspective, because on one hand,
I wasn't like choking like on food.
It was
something.
A weird, I've never like, I'm telling you. It was jarring. Like, it was so, I was like, wait, are we in an emergency? Yeah. Like, but I didn't know what to do because I was like, the thing that also made me feel like it was okay, because you were kind of like gasping for a second. And that's when I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, are you okay?
Yeah.
And you like looked kind of panicked, but that only lasted for, like, I would say like 20 seconds, the panic. Yeah. And then you were like, you like kept doing this. Like, no, I'm fine. I just like.
Gotta breathe.
Yeah, gotta breathe. And I was like, okay. And then.
Yeah,
but it was wild.
Like, it was so like. Internally, like I said, it felt like I was doing it for an hour because I was going through so many thoughts in my head. Like at first when it was like stuck, like when I first had the like cough, I started panicking because I'm like, I've never felt this before. Like
no,
what is happening?
Terrifying.
Because usually again, like if you're choking on water or something, you know what to expect. But when it's a feeling you don't have, like you've never had, kind of felt like I was drowning and my lungs started to burn, like gasping for oxygen. It was so weird. And
oh,
then,
oh my gosh, no.
And so scary. And after I think I realized like I could get a little bit of air through my airways, I started like calming down a little bit in my mind. But I think if it lasted any longer, I might have had a panic attack because I was like, I don't even know how I would solve this. You know, like, what do I do? Like,
no, it was so
I'm
was
not
crazy.
Choking on a piece of food. So you can't do the Heimlich.
It wasn't like I wish I could explain because it wasn't even like
I
went down the wrong pipe and you're like,
it
was literally like you could not breathe at all.
No, I couldn't breathe.
I was like,
I couldn't like not through. Finally, I could breathe through my nose. But like at the beginning, I couldn't breathe. Like
there was no air. So it was like, what is happening?
No.
It was so weird.
And then I quickly figured,
okay, I think it just needs to relax. But I was also like, why isn't the water like going down my pipe? Like going down.
No, I can't.
It was so terrifying. But then it was just more like, what is happening? I'm so confused.
But anyways, we're all okay.
Oh my gosh.
Tyson and Jace are both like, dude, like what's happening?
We were just like
stunned.
But
I couldn't talk. So I was trying to say like, I just need to breathe for a second. But I'd be like, I can't talk. Like I couldn't talk.
No. It was a moment for sure. There was like one split moment where I was like, do I need to like do something or call someone?
It's like, well, like
truly.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know.
And in
That's
the video,
so scary when it's
my
not
face
happening to
goes
you.
From like, because I thought,
like laughing.
So I wasn't looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you were laughing. I was silently laughing because it was funny that you did.
Yeah.
So I'm like dying laughing. And then you just see my face like kind of like get confused in the video. And I'm like, wait, what? And then because I thought, I was like closing my eyes laughing. And I just hear you like, but it was really like struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. Me just like thinking we're in on this joke together.
Looking at me on the floor.
No, it was shocking.
No, it was just, it was crazy. I've just never experienced that. But
wild.
All
I'm
is
glad.
Well.
I'm glad it was just, I you know what else? Sorry, I'll end with this. I think the other reason I was like, okay, it has to be fine is because I knew it was just water and it was a tiny bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way. Like, if it was food, I feel like I would have been like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Like, doing the Heimlich on
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's why it was so weird.
But
I didn't know what was happening.
I was like, this can't be like life-threatening. Yeah. It just has to be a weird like pipe situation where you're
just gonna
take a
second.
Yeah,
like maybe I had a bubble or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I need a literary doctor to tell me what happened because I'm so confused.
It was
I was trying
unreal.
To tell Nick about it. I'm like, I don't know what happened. And he was saying like, maybe you did have a bubble or something like in your throat. I don't know. It's so weird.
I don't know. That's terrifying. Sometimes it's hard to find the time to grocery shop, to cook, to read through the labels, make sure you're getting snacks and products that, you know, have the ingredients you want and all of that jazz. And that's why we love Thrive Market. Finding high quality, affordable grocery items in one place is almost impossible in today's world. But thanks to Thrive Market, you can stress less because you can get everything you need and so much more in one place. So shopping with Thrive Market means you'll find everything from healthy pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood options. They have like non-toxic cleaning, beauty products, and it's all delivered right to your door, which in my brain is truly best case scenario. And when you buy from Thrive Market, you can save up to 30% off the best organic groceries. They have a lot of good brands. You know, I'm in my Chomps era forever. They have Chomps on there. They have really good cleaning products, like I mentioned. And even just like good, you know, if you want some
pasta sauce.
Yeah, like pantry staples mm-hmm. like that. Thrive Market can be your best friend because you don't have to physically go to the grocery store, read through labels, go through all the aisles. You can literally just like sift through filters on their website and it's so easy to shop.
They have smart sweets on there.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Lots of good chips, lots of good pastas.
Lots of good snacks.
It's also the best getting fun little snacks like that to your door because it's like Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're looking for something specific like low sugar, keto, gluten-free, zero waste, BIPOC-owned brands, filter by 90-plus values and lifestyles to find what works for you. With Thrive Market's fast and free carbon neutral shipping, you're also saving a ton of time otherwise spent in grocery lines and parking lots. Best of all, when you join Thrive Market, you're joining a community of 1 million-plus members and sponsoring a family in need. Get convenient, high-quality, affordable groceries delivered with Thrive Market. Join Thrive Market today and get a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid to get a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
If you guys are in need of some new fall pieces, whether that's clothing, shoes, accessories, jewelry, whatever, head over to Steve Madden, okay? Steve Madden, your favorite footwear brand for over 30 years, has now launched apparel. And the full collection is available to shop at stevemadden.com and retails for under $140. They have dresses, jackets, and coats, tops and shirts, bottoms. They got jeans, pants, skirts. They have really cute blazers that they have tons on their site. They have like a super good black staple one. They have one that's a little more like fun and has some colors on it. They have like puffer jackets, lots of stuff for the season. And Chelsea and I have some matching purses from Steve Madden and also matching loafers that are really cute.
Steve Madden just has like the cutest shoes. Obviously, we all know that. But yeah, their clothes are so fun for fall. They have a lot of two tones and like color blocking, which is, you know, fun to add to a couple pieces to mix things up. But they also have some great basics as well, just like black leather pants, like black lacy tops. They have some cat suits, just like white button ups. They just have the cutest stuff. So I have one of their like vests. I have some pants from them. I have a skirt from them. And I also have these like really high heels from them that are so cute. They like wrap around the ankle. I don't know what that kind of shoe is called.
I've seen those and they're so cute.
Yes, they're so fun. So you definitely need to go check it out. And luckily, we do have a code for you guys. So you can get 20% off when you use the code WHATWESAID20. Use code WHATWESAID20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's www.stevemadden.com. Use code WHATWESAID20 for 20% off your next purchase. Promo code excludes pre-order items. Oh, I have one tiny life update that's not spooky, but I don't know if I've talked about on the podcast yet that I'm getting a new wedding ring. And I'm going this weekend, when you're listening to this, to try it on and see how it is. I'm sure you guys have heard of Olive Avenue Jewelry. They're like, I feel like the elite, like jewelry, engagement, wedding rings. You probably have seen them all over like Pinterest or Instagram. But I'm going, they're actually like Nick's childhood friend owns it. So they're good friends. And we like did a custom one. I'm very excited to like see it, try it on in person. I haven't seen the finished ring yet. So maybe by the time you're listening to this, I'll have it. But
I'm so excited to see it. I want to see photos.
I know. I'm sad about the old one that got stolen. But like I was saying, you can't replace the sentimental value, but you can replace diamonds. So
that's right. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Exactly.
Really quickly. So on my YouTube channel, I was talking about how I was watching The Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about this on the podcast yet, have we?
No, just we mentioned on Tyson's.
Okay. But so The Watcher, it's a show on Netflix. It's like a series. It has 7 episodes, I think.
Yeah, 7.
And basically, it's based on a true story of a family like receiving these threatening letters. Like they buy this dream house in this neighborhood like an hour away from New York City. Where is it again? Is it New Jersey?
I think it's Jersey.
I think it is New Jersey. But basically, they used to live in the city and then they buy this, you know, older house on like land in this beautiful neighborhood. And it's really amazing, a home and everything. And this is a real story that happened, I think, in like 2014 or something. But basically, they move in and then they start receiving these weird letters from like someone called The Watcher. Literally, they sign it. They're like, I am The Watcher. And the letters are just like, I love your house. Like, I've seen your daughter playing piano, like weird stuff. And they were like, what is happening? So anyway, there's stuff added to the story for the sake of the story on the actual show. But I started watching it and it was just so good. Like I was on the edge of my seat. So if you're going to watch it, just fast forward a few clicks because I'm going to be completely spoiling it.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert is in motion. But basically, Chelsea watched it too. And she literally binged it in like a day.
Literally. I started it at probably like 9 maybe p.m. I was like, oh, I'll just watch an episode or two. And then I was hooked. And I was holding Case like he was asleep in my arms. And I was like, okay, I'll just keep watching. Like we're just cuddling on the couch. And then I put him to sleep. And I'm like, oh, wait, I watched until 2 a.m.
Yeah. So basically, the show was so good. Like it was keeps you on the edge of your seat. You're like, who freaking did this? Who is the watcher? Here's the thing. At the end, it's never solved.
No.
And there's so many storylines that have
so many suspects.
Yeah, so many suspects and so many storylines that by the end of it, it's just so unsatisfying.
The last episode, all the episodes were so
good.
In the last episode, it just didn't tie up the way that you would hope.
No. And it didn't really tie up any.
No big twist.
Yeah.
No, nothing satisfying or I don't know. It did, maybe they did that on purpose because it's like, I feel like anytime people put things out that they produce, it's probably on purpose, but it almost felt like they ran out of time or something.
I mean, the real story was never solved. And so I feel like they were just like, you know, keeping with that. But I was thinking, I'm like, couldn't they have just like made it solved for the TV show, but then afterward the credits be like, this case was actually never solved or something. I don't know, but and it was so unsatisfying.
Even characters and storylines that they made up.
Right.
They never like tied up.
No. There was literally no resolution on like
Like any front. At that point, I didn't even care who was the watcher. I just want to know what like the other people were up to.
Right. Because all of them were like spooky and sneaky.
Yeah.
So I was like, who is actually has good intentions and is normal? Yeah. Anyway, it was a bummer because it was like, it felt kind of like a waste.
Yeah.
Because I would say like, no, you should still watch it because it really is. Like, mm-hmm. it's so, you're on the edge of your seat. It's perfect for this time of year. But the ending just kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
And I was going to say that literally last week, I was like, I do not, I just like to protect my peace. I don't watch things, literally watches all horror the next week. I'm like, shoot, am I back in my true crime era? Because it's just so interesting. And Chelsea and I both agreed. October is the month.
Mm-hmm.
October is the month for spookiness. And then every other month, for me personally, I'm protecting my energy. Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'm not inviting demonic, scary
faded and
things
out.
Into my life. Anyway.
100%.
So check that out if you're interested. But
what's the next spooky thing we need to watch before the month is up?
Well, you need to watch like the classic. I really feel like you need to watch like Hocus Pocus. You really, in her Halloween Town or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I should.
But as far as spooky goes, I am
the last episode of The Patient is tonight. Yeah, I think.
Not tonight. It's ten episodes. So it'll be the next week.
Oh, but there's a new one tonight.
Yeah. So we'll watch those two mm-hmm. episodes. That'll be spooky. And you will not catch me watching Jeffrey Dahmer. No, you will not at all.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. I don't know what's on the docket. Okay.
Should we get into the stories?
Let's get in. Let's dive on in. You can go first.
Okay. When I was younger, my dad owned a pontoon boat with a depth finder for fishing. One day we went swimming. Do you know what that is? It's like more of like a flat boat.
Say it again. A pontoon what?
A pontoon boat.
Okay. A pontoon
like
boat.
Like it's for fishing. It's just kind of more like flat looking.
Okay.
It's not like a wakeboarding boat or something that you would see like that. One day we went swimming in this large lake.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is. I just looked it up.
Yeah, in this large lake near my house. In one spot we were swimming at, we saw something on the depth finder that was like 6 foot long right below us.
No.
We moved swimming spots a little bit after seeing it since us kids were kind of scared because we weren't sure what it could be. A week later, they pulled several bodies out of the lake, so we were swimming right on top of them.
No. That is terrifying.
That is so scary. Oh my gosh. Also, what's a depth finder? That's so interesting.
No. That gives me the creeps.
Mm-mm.
You know what I think is so scary is like you're in a situation and then later you find out that you were in a weird situation. Like
that is, and you're just so oblivious.
You're so, yeah. It's so chilling.
So spooky.
Okay. My grandma used to own a Ouija board. One night, my brother and my other sister decided to play it while I watched. Our family's dog's name was Honey, and we made the stupid decision to ask the Ouija board when she would die. The Ouija board spelled out April 2019. Honey died April 28th, 2019. Miss you so much, Honey.
Oh!
No!
Don't ask that.
No.
Oh, RIP, Honey.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is really sad.
I hate that. I don't even really, I think I probably said this in the last Halloween episode. I don't even really know what a Ouija board is, and I don't want to know. And I will not dig further and Google it, and I will not.
Well, I can tell you.
Okay.
I do not want to know. Fine, I'll tell you everything. You all put your hand on like a little, like not device, but a circle thing, basically that you can see like a letter through.
Okay.
And you all like
a magic eight ball type of vibe.
Yeah, kind of. And you, but there's a board and I think it has like different letters so you can like spell out something. So you ask a question and then everyone's hands just move on their own to spell out something. So that's okay. Why it's like, okay, are you, and then everyone's like, oh, are you moving it? And it's like, no, I swear I'm not doing anything. And then it like spells something out. At least from what I've seen on movies, I will never be touching one of those.
Interesting. Your own hand does it.
Everyone's hands, like they all like touch it and then it like,
everyone's hands goes the same exact direction?
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Like, so we would go like this and put our hands on the little wooden thing. And then we would be like, oh, it's moving.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, absolutely
no,
not.
No, huh?
My friends and I went to roll one of their other friends' yards. Roll? What does that mean?
One of their what? Yards?
Yeah. Oh, like toilet paper roll? Okay, we covered her yard in toilet paper, okay. Glitter, and forks. All fun and games. We quickly found she was out of town and only her mother and mother's boyfriend was in town. He came out quickly and threatened our lives if we didn't clean it up and called the police.
Oh, shit.
After he called the police, they recognized that he was already suspect for other crimes, not including the one he had just committed the same night.
Awesome.
I found out on the news that this man and his girlfriend had literally murdered someone that night and still had the body in the house when we were there. We were all 13 years old, by the way. So, so weird and incredibly sad. I was traumatized for the longest time by pictures of his face, knowing I had seen him so soon after he murdered her.
Wait, so it's their friend's mom? Because that's his girlfriend, right? Like, they're toilet papering their friend, and their mom, the mom and the boyfriend are home, and they're the ones who murdered? That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, what? That this man and his girlfriend. So, his
the friend's mom, yeah.
Oh,
I do not like that at all.
That is so scary and sad. Wait, I think this episode also, now that I'm reading these, I think we talked about like doing the more dark and like scary ones in this episode.
You're kidding.
I think we saved like the, is that, did I just make that conversation up?
Didn't I've we never say heard anything like about that? That.
Maybe not. I'm just thinking because these ones are a little bit more like.
Dark?
Yeah. I think maybe that one was more lighthearted and maybe, never mind. I forget I said anything.
Well, I don't know. I was saying that we probably were less scared recording that other one because we were Tyson and we were like dressed up. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe.
When we're alone, it's a little different.
Like, this one's scarier, right?
Yeah. No.
I'm feeling spooked.
I am also feeling spooked. My husband used to do work in people's homes when they had to leave, so he would be alone for a few hours in their homes. One day, he was doing his work at a woman's house and creepy things kept happening as the day progressed. First, as he was walking by, a picture frame shattered on the wall.
Excuse?
Then fell to the ground.
Oh,
absolutely
like something
not.
Punched it?
He said it was like someone punched it right in front of his face. He would turn lamps off and walk to the next room, come back, and the light would be on again.
No.
That happened repeatedly.
No, no, no.
Now the part that takes the cake is when he was in one of the bedrooms and a doll sitting on the bed from across the room launched at him and hit him, landing at his feet. A flying doll.
Excuse me.
Come to find out, this woman's husband had died recently. He said he spoke out loud and said, please just let me do my job and so I can leave. And then everything stopped. Typically, his work comes with a guarantee, meaning he might have to come back to do work a second time. But he told this woman that he was never coming back to her house again. LOL.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's the thing. It's like, it seems so unbelievable to us, but to the person who's actually relaying this, it's like, what? They're lying? They made that up?
Right. It's probably so invalidating for us. Yeah. To be like, yeah, right.
No,
like,
I'm cool. Yeah, I mean, especially if we heard, I mean, we never know if they write in. It's like, we're not looking at them.
Right.
But we trust you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So then to them, it's probably like, no one's going to believe this. You know what I mean? Because it's so hard to believe that a right. doll flew at you.
True.
But to them, they're like, no one's ever going to believe this, you know?
Right. Unless you have literal
which
video
makes
evidence.
It scarier.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
My friends and I were at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City for a girls' weekend. We need to go to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Park City is so fun. We should go. To set the stage, Sundance takes place in the middle of winter when it's cold, snowy, and dark by 4 p.m. After a day of walking around the snow, and I feel like Park City's like a snow globe.
Yeah.
Like it looks like
cute.
A snow globe. Okay, sorry. Anyways, after a day of walking around the snow-covered streets, we decided to warm up in the resort hot tub, which was across the street from where our apartment was. I had forgotten a towel back at our apartment, so one of my girlfriends offered to walk back with me because it was dark and getting late. We got the towel and we were making our way back over to the resort when we noticed a strange man trudging up the street directly towards us. It was late at night, very cold and icy, and we had no idea why this man would be walking alone on a secluded street. We both looked at each other and knew something was up. We crossed the street but noticed that the man had spotted us and saw him start to cross the road as well.
No.
That, I feel like, isn't that the point where you're like, okay, I'm not being paranoid?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. We decided we needed to get off the street ASAP and took a shortcut through the parking garage to get back to the hotel. Once in the garage, we started climbing the stairs, taking them two at a time, just trying to get out of his sight. Finally, we got to our floor and felt like we had lost him. I opened the door out of the stairwell only to see the man standing right there.
No, 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 absolutely.
Staring directly at me, just inches from my face.
Absolutely not.
It's as if he knew where we would be and was waiting for us to open the door.
Mm-mm.
I'm so scared.
I'm terrified.
We both screamed bloody murder. I slammed the door in his face and we booked it back down the stairs as fast as we could. I heard the door open behind us, but fueled by adrenaline, we just kept running down the stairwell. Not even taking the time to look back, we ran as fast as we could up a snowy hill and onto the public road where the lobby was located. We safely got away and made it back to where the rest of the group was, but I've never been more certain in my life that I was in danger and that this man wanted to hurt me. Now when I'm walking alone, I have this experience in the back of my mind and it's helped me be more cautious and careful of my surroundings. That's absolutely terrifying.
That is so terrifying.
Opening the door to see the guy that you're that you thought you'd lost. No.
Have I told you? We have a friend who was in Europe. I can't remember what country specifically. Say France, but I don't think it was France. And she was with her husband and her friend. So a guy and a girl. And she's a girl. And then they were walking in this like alleyway kind of back to their Airbnb. And these two like very big guys were kind of behind them, following them-ish. But they were like, walking this in this direction. But then like everywhere they would go, the guys would like be there. So they like popped into this little like bar / restaurant because they were just like, you know, let's just like let them pass. Like we don't.
Yeah.
And our friend was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Like and so she asked the people at the bar, she's like, where's the restroom? And they're like, oh, it's like down the stairs and just around the corner. It's like in kind of like a basement area. And so they had all been like mingling for a second. And then she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And she goes down the stairs. I hope I'm telling this story right. But she goes down the stairs. And there's like two flights, like one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going on the second flight and she looks up and one of the guys is at the top and he's also coming down the stairs. And she's going into a basement. And she's like.
And she's by herself.
Yeah, she's by herself. And she's like, absolutely not. So she literally, there's women's bathroom, men's bathroom, and literal like cleaning closet. She goes into the cleaning closet and just literally like. Shuts the door and just yanks it as tight to her body as she can. And she's just like holding it like this.
And he's
like
watching the door. Do that?
No. Because he's at the top of the stairs. And so she like, once she sees him, she just like books it down the second flight and just goes into this random closet. Because she's like, he knows I'm going into the bathroom.
Yeah. So wait, that's smart.
So she goes into the closet and she's like, I was literally ready if he opened it to just like kick him as hard as possible. Like,
yeah.
That was her plan. So she stays in there for like a while. And what she didn't know was that her husband, he didn't know that the guy was there, I don't think. I might be getting the timing wrong, but basically he was like, I'm going to go down there. Maybe either, I think, for himself to go to the bathroom. He's like, I actually kind of have to go too. So he started going down the stairs. And he's down there and he sees that guy that was had been following them in the woman's bathroom, hitting all of the stalls, trying to see which one's open.
Stop.
And in that moment, she opens the closet door and like pushes it because she said like, I waited a certain amount of time and then I waited until I thought I like didn't hear him. And then I just was like going to run up the stairs as fast as possible. So in the literal same moment that her husband hears him, sees the guy like doing that. And he's like, she just like opens the closet door and they make eye contact. And he's like, what are you? And she just like goes like this and they just run up the stairs as fast as possible and literally run from like the location place that they're at. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, he was going to 100% do something to me.
Do something.
Like, what was he? He saw me going down alone. He went into the girl's bathroom and is checking the stalls.
He was just waiting for like one of the girls to be alone.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate men.
No, I hate it. And it is the most, like when she told me, I had chills. I'm like, that is so just
That's so terrifying.
When it's like, you know, they do not have good intentions.
No, absolutely.
What are they doing?
Not.
No. What is he doing in the woman's bathroom?
No.
Hitting the stalls.
No. Again, it's like all of these things. Sometimes if you hear like, oh, these two guys were behind me. Like I was suspicious of them. When you're hearing that, you're like, oh, they could just be like two guys. Like,
right.
You know. When it's, you have when a you're feeling. In the situation, you know.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you haven't read your story yet though. That was.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. First of all, love you both more than anything. The podcast is genuinely a big part of my life. I love it so much. I love you. Thank you for writing in.
Yes.
And for being a part of Vapid Valley Girls. Here is my story. I work in a hospital as a tech. Well, one day I went up to a patient's room for a quick test. The second I get off the elevator, I notice the hallway is completely empty and silent. No nurses, techs, docs, etc. Super weird, especially in the middle of the day. If you work in a hospital, you know that's so weird. I go into the guy's room and I immediately felt this feeling that something is extremely wrong, just something bad. This guy was asleep, so I try to wake him up, but he won't open his eyes. So I started hooking him up to the machine while he's asleep. All of a sudden, his eyes opened so fast and he starts aggressively trying to bite me and making growling noises. I looked in his eyes and I swear to you, they were pitch black. Something in his eyes told me he was crazy or something evil was in him. I just knew this guy was not normal. Also, he had the kind of eyes you just cannot look away from. You almost feel hypnotized. I was paralyzed, but thanks to muscle memory, I finished the test while staring in his eyes. Also, whenever I try to tell him what to do, like hold still, etc., he would start talking and say, okay, and then the growling would interrupt the sentence. Or he would start asking a question and then start struggling to say the words like he was choking. I checked his oxygen and it was normal. So he should have been breathing fine, but he kept not being able to get words out without trying to bite again. I ran out of the room so fast when I finished. I kept getting chills.
Where is she working? What is this?
Hospital.
Oh, hospital. Okay.
I ran out of the room so fast when I finished. I kept getting chills the rest of the day. I thought maybe he had Tourette's or something, but I just knew something in that room was so off. It had to be something evil. Maybe I'm just being dramatic about it, but in the moment, I truly was so terrified.
Oh, gosh. That's so sad for him if he's, like, possessed.
Right.
And so scary for her. Oh, my gosh.
Not the growling.
No. Then you're trying to do your job. You're like, okay, I'm either getting fired. Awesome. Or I have to be in this room.
So I am currently using Living Proof Color Care Shampoo and Conditioner in my hair. I'm trying not to honestly even wash my hair that often because I don't want my red to fade.
You got
to
keep the pumpkin spice.
You got to keep the pumpkin spice spicing, if you will. So I have been using this Living Proof shampoo. Actually, Chrissy gave it to me. She's like, you should use this if you like don't want it to fade as fast. And I just love Living Proof. I use their dry shampoo. I use their texture spray. Like they have such great hair products that have worked really well for my hair specifically. I have always, like I've loved them for years. The new obsession is the Color Care shampoo and conditioner. If you guys also have like gotten your hair done recently and you want to keep it fresh, I would highly recommend. It's founded by a team of scientists and hair experts. Each Living Proof product is formulated to solve the toughest hair problems, not conceal them. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for all hair types and textures. And that's why Living Proof develops game-changing formulations that are tailored to individual concerns, including frizz, lack of volume, and curl definition.
And as the seasons change, so do our hair concerns. I know that my hair gets really like thin and fragile when it gets colder. It feels like it's just going to snap off, which is awesome for me. But you can use Living Proof's online quiz, which analyzes your specific hair care concerns and styling goals, then uses AI-powered technology to help customize the right hair care routine for you. I also love their dry shampoo. It really comes in handy for thin-haired girls like us, whose hair gets greasy within a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Living Proof's award-winning formulas are proven to make hair look and feel healthier without sacrificing ingredient integrity. The Living Proof promise ensures that their formulas are free of silicones, harsh sulfates, parabens, and phthalates. They're cruelty-free, color-safe, and safe for chemically treated hair. So live your best hair life with Living Proof. Visit livingproof.com/whatwesaid and use the code whatwesaid to get 10% off your first purchase. That's livingproof.com/whatwesaid, code whatwesaid for 10% off your first purchase. livingproof.com/whatwesaid, code whatwesaid. Go check it out.
So you guys know that I'm in my no almonds era, okay? I've been trying to stay away from almonds recently, and you know why that is? It's because I took a food sensitivity test that I got from Everlywell, which is one of our sponsors that we love so much. And my highest sensitivity to a food was to almonds, which was a surprise to me. Everlywell is a very cool brand. They have over 30 at-home lab tests that you can choose. Like you can choose which one makes the most sense for you. And you can get answers that you need. They have a women's health test, a food sensitivity test. Like I mentioned, I actually ordered one for Leif right after I did mine because it was so fascinating going through all the foods and seeing what I had the highest sensitivity to versus like essentially no sensitivity to. Just kind of helps you know what to potentially, if you want to do like an elimination diet or just stay away from certain foods that kind of cause things in your body that you don't want. They also have like men's health tests. They have so many different ones. I really encourage you to go on their site if you're interested and just look through all the different test options that they have. It's so, so easy. Here's how it works. Basically, Everlywell ships your at-home lab test straight to you with everything that you need for a simple sample collection. You collect your sample, use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results get sent to your phone or device in just days. I can confirm it was extremely quick. I was actually shocked at how fast I got my results, and it was just super easy to go over on my phone. It's so simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. My mom recently was like, I need to get one of those food sensitivity tests after I was telling her all about it. And I was like, you should use our code. So for listeners of the show, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/whatwesaid. That is everlywell.com/whatwesaid for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out, guys. Find a test that's right for you without having to like go into an office or anything. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home.
Okay, so this was the story I was always told to make everything a little extra creepy on sleepovers. One time I was home alone in the evening watching some TV and doing homework. I was like 13 years old, so my parents felt comfortable letting me chill at home by myself when they went out. I was just doing my thing when the phone rang, back when landlines were a thing. I answered and a male voice said, hello, asked how I was, and proceeded to ask to speak to my parents. I, thinking I was being safe, told them to wait 1 second as I pretended to go ask my parents if they had time to take a call.
Wait, I remember doing that.
100%.
That is so funny. Because you don't want to be like, they're not here. I'm home alone. So you're like, let me see. Oh, they can't talk right now.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
After a couple seconds, I told the man that they were busy and couldn't talk right now. I was hoping he would just hang up, but no. He proceeded to yell into the phone how he knows I'm home alone and that my parents aren't there. He tells me that he knows where I live and that I have no one around to call for help. I lived on a farm as a kid, so there was literally no one around. I hung up so fast, literally shaking, and called my parents, who came home ASAP. Nothing else happened that night, at least to my knowledge, but I will never forget that phone call from the creepy man.
I would never want to be home alone again.
No, that's the watcher vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling of being watched. Have you ever felt like I'm being watched or anything like that? Not me. I'm like, do you ever think people are just watching me?
Let me get inside your body and feel how that would feel. I've had a few like little experiences. I'm sure I've shared them before, just where I get a weird vibe from someone, but not like, oh, I'm in my house and I'm like, someone's watching me. Yeah. Or I'm in my car and someone, I don't know. I haven't felt really that. I've been at the grocery store once and I remember getting like a really bad feeling from a guy.
Really?
And then, yeah, it was when we were in Hawaii and I was like, mm-mm. And Leif was like, it's fine. And I'm like, no, Leif, I'm telling you, this man is scary.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm telling you. And also, where was I that I just was thinking? Oh, I think I've said this too, but one time I was at the airport and there was this guy in front of us at the, what's it called, security, where you're like putting your bags and through the thing. I'm not kidding. I had the darkest feeling. Like, I just like saw him and I immediately like almost shuddered. Like, I was like, you have something evil within you. Like, you're scary. Yes. And he was right in front of me. And I kind of looked at Leif. It's weird because he didn't even look so creepy necessarily. It just was his vibe, like something about his energy. And afterwards, like, I didn't say anything because he was legit right in front of me. And I'm also like, you're scary. I'm not going to say anything. And then afterwards, Leif said to me, he's like, that guy was someone weird. And I was like, yes, I completely agree. Like, he had very dark, weird
energy
around him. Oh. I believe in that 100%. I'm 100%. I'm like, why do you feel that way? It's kind of like what we were talking about in Tyson's episode. It's like, energy is a very real thing. We're energetic beings. Like, we have, like, you know, that's and why you feel certain ways around certain people.
I feel like it's even, it's brought by their actions, I feel like. Like, if you have a darker energy, I feel like it's like that guy. It's like,
because he's
probably done something. You know what I mean? It's like he welcomes that energy to be just within him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I feel like it's, I don't know. Like, I mean, this literally goes back to nature versus nurture, but it's like,
no, please.
are some people just born evil, or is it something that happened to them? Then they choose to act upon, you know what I mean? So it's like someone with bad energy, I feel like is by them
welcoming it.
Yeah. Welcoming it by doing things that are evil.
No, literally.
So it's like, and it's probably stronger right after they do something bad or like, are you know what I mean?
Ooh, did you not tell me that?
Because I feel like we've gotten stories like that where it's like, oh, I just got the worst energy from this guy. Found out he committed a crime that night. You
true,
know?
True. Yeah.
And so it's like the energy of their
actions. Yeah that makes sense. Literally, I'm not kidding. I have to like rebuke the energy afterwards. If I, even after this podcast, I will literally say like a silent prayer and be like, I do not want any of that in my life. Mm-hmm. I rebuke this energy. I do not want to be surrounded by this.
No, for sure.
Hate it.
Okay, this happened to my mom like 10 years ago. I went on a trip with my dad to visit his family and my mom stayed home because divorced parents. So one night after finishing cleaning the house and stuff, she decided to shower at around 9 or 10 p.m. After she showed the house, phone was ringing.
After she showered, probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm like, wait, what's happening? Okay. After she showed. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Okay. After she showered. Bye. This person wrote it perfectly fine. It just, I'm dumb. Okay. After she showered, the house phone was ringing. So she picked it up and said hello. It was her aunt on the phone calling. Sorry. Aunt?
I've never heard you say it like that.
No, why? Okay. I'm still Chester, so I'm a boomer right now. Okay, it was her aunt on the phone.
Chelsea!
Calling to see how she was. Here comes the exciting part. My mom says she was fine, and before saying anything else, her aunt says, oh, I called you before, like 10 minutes ago, but someone picked up the phone and said that you were showering, that I should call you in a few minutes. My mom froze since she was the only one in the house and no one knew she was showering. Happy Halloween and good luck on showering when you're home alone.
Oh, I never shower home alone.
No.
Are you kidding me?
You can't hear anything.
Absolutely not.
That's terrifying.
You know what I make Leif do? Actually, I have showered. I do shower sometimes home alone. But alone. I've showered once alone. No, but I will tell Leif. I'm like, do not dare. If you come home in the time that I'm showering, do not come in the room.
No.
I do not want to be scared. Like, I will say either make a loud noise and be like, I'm home. It's me, Leif. Or don't say a word. I don't want
pots.
To be. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be spooked.
Yes.
Okay. Growing up in a religious family, we are obviously taught about spiritual beings. But like a lot of young people, I had a hard time wrapping my brain around the idea of angels and demons. That changed very quickly after this. I, being the oldest and the only girl in my family, slept in the basement bedroom of my childhood home. As I should, since I had the biggest closet. Here's the thing. I relate, sis.
Literally.
To all of that. One night, after staying up too late on my phone, I'm sure, I just had an uneasy feeling and that I was being watched. I tried to ignore it and closed my eyes to see if I could fall asleep, but to no avail. I just could not shake the feeling. I, of course, then turned my TV on, turned to the lowest volume, and tried once more to fall asleep. Again, I was tossing and turning because I could just feel a presence in my room. Opening my eyes, I could not see anything, but I could tell I was afraid of whatever was in my room. I said a prayer out loud and tried one last time to fall asleep in my own room before going upstairs to sleep on the couch. I eventually felt whatever was there leave, and I was able to fall asleep. Don't ask me how, because that sounds psychotic, but I did. Waking up in the morning, I always go to my bathroom right away to get ready for the day, and when I looked at myself in the mirror, I had 3 scratch marks from the top of my right shoulder down to my left hip.
What?
And yeah, I could have done it to myself in my sleep, but my fingernails were literal nubs. There was no way I could have done it. It pretty much looked like whatever was there had been dragged off of me. Absolutely terrifying. I was queasy for most of the day just thinking about it and slept with my closet light and my TV on for the next 2 weeks. Long story short, we were given the sixth sense of someone watching us for a reason. Your intuition is usually right, so trust it.
The sixth sense. Wait, have you seen that movie?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
That's a good ending to a movie. Probably the best of all time.
Is it like sweet?
No, it's just a really good twist.
Oh, what
like
is
the
it?
Ultimate twist.
Tell us.
Wait, haven't you seen it?
I forgot. I can't even remember actually what that movie is.
Well, if you
about.
Haven't seen it.
Is it like something with a tape? Like they put a tape in?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the wrong movie? Okay.
Yeah, the tape. Oh, that even you just saying that gave me chills thinking about that movie. If you haven't, I saw this comedian talking about the Sixth Sense and
Sixth Sense, right? Oh,
yeah. He was saying, like, he was talking about the ending and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not even going to give a spoiler. It's been like 25 years since this movie.
No, literally, that's what I was about to say. Like, you could tell us the ending.
He's dead the whole time.
Who is?
The main guy. He's a therapist. He gets shot. It shows him getting shot at the beginning by one of his patients who breaks into his house and he shoots him. But then the next scene is he's like going to visit a new patient who's a kid. And the kid talks to him the whole time and he helps this kid who sees dead people, who sees ghosts. And he's like helping this kid and the whole time. And he like teaches the kid to like talk to the ghost. And
okay, this is like not sounding familiar.
Wait, you're kidding. Did I just ruin the movie for you?
Well, it's fine. I'm not going to watch it. I protect my peace, remember?
It is pretty scary. But it's like old, you know?
Yeah.
And so the kid goes through like, is like telling him about these ghosts that he sees. And he helps, the little kid ends up helping these ghosts. Because the therapist is like, well, most of the time they just have unfinished business. And they're coming to you for help. So the kid will like had this one girl who died and he went to her funeral and like helped. She was trying to tell him something, you know, and then all these other people that these other ghosts. And then at the end of the movie, the kid is like saying things that's like, well, sometimes the ghost doesn't know he's dead, like all these things. And then the end of the movie, I don't know, I haven't seen in a long time, but basically he watches a film or he listens to something and he figures out that he was dead, that he got killed. And so then he like gets shook and he realizes he's been dead this whole time too. And that he was a ghost talking to the kid.
Oh.
And it's like the most shocking thing. I think the comedian was saying like, it was more believable that this man, like, cause in the show he's married and he lives with his wife, but he's like, oh, me and my wife aren't talking. They don't say a word to each other the whole movie.
Please.
And they're like, it's more believable that this like man and his wife don't say anything than he's dead.
Just never speak utter a word to each other.
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
Okay. Beth put a note on the story that said, read last on the episode to end on a not so scary note. You have something?
I do. I don't think so.
Then maybe you read your next one and then I'll finish with this one.
When I was a sophomore in college, I made lots of trips to Target. Still do. And like the independent woman I am, I went alone a lot of the time. Well, one day it was 7 or 8 at night and I made my 30-minute drive to Target. I got there and I was shopping around and there was not a lot of people in the store. I was in the clothing section and this older lady started following me around. She had a cart and she was honestly terrifying. I had AirPods in and tried to ignore her and then she cut me off abruptly when I came around a corner. She then started talking to me about her husband and how she wanted a divorce. She started telling me how she catches him watching pornography in the basement and hears him talking to the devil down there. I immediately tried to leave, but she used her cart to block me in the aisle. She then told me that she needed me to come home with her and help her take care of him. I told her no, and I started freaking out. I felt the energy change. I've never felt so sick. She then started talking about the devil and what he's done to her home and how he shows her that he's at her home. I ended up seeing a worker and told the lady I had to leave. I walked around the whole store and she followed far behind. I checked out and I asked a worker to walk me to my car and explain the whole situation. When we walked outside, there was a van parked so close to my driver's side door that I could not even walk between. The employee helped me put my things away and watched as I crawled through the passenger seat. I locked my doors and a man from the van opened the sliding door and knocked on my window and started screaming at me. I backed out as fast as I could and they followed me out. I called my dad and he told me to go through a drive-thru to get rid of them and they finally left me alone. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my small town. Also, I would just like to say to never be embarrassed to ask for someone to walk you out. I was so embarrassed asking, but I'm so glad I did. Love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely not.
That's terrifying.
That is next level bad. I cannot even fathom that, like an old lady. Something about old ladies is really scary. Yeah. I need to say it.
No,
that, being like my husband. It's just like, oh, you're scary. You're scaring me so bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unsuspecting. It's because they're so unsuspecting and sweet. And then they turn on you.
Yes.
Not all of them. We love old ladies, but some possessed ones, not so much.
Okay, this is my last one. So my mom's dad passed away before I was born. One night, my mom and my two older sisters were playing with a Ouija board and were trying to channel past family members. The board spelled out...
Okay, fun family evening.
Yeah, family home evening. Okay. The board spelled out daddy. So my mom asked if it was her dad and the board spelled out yes. So she asked what he was trying to tell her and the board spelled out of the devil and then stop now. Mom asked where daddy was and it spelled out heaven and then spelled out stop now again. So my mom and sisters freaked out and tried to break the board and it would not break. Then they tried to light it on fire and it would not burn.
No.
So now the board is burying?
Buried?
It says burying in the pond. Something in the pond out in my parents' field because they could not destroy the board. My mom says she will never, ever, ever go near a Ouija board again. So creepy.
Oh, her daddy was protecting her.
Yeah. He said, stop.
He was like, I'm in heaven, but just stop.
Yeah.
Don't try and talk to me. Oh, that's kind of sweet, but scary.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay. And let's end on a positive note.
Yes. My husband, my 3-year-old little boy, and I were living in the basement of my childhood home during the pandemic to quarantine with my family and to save some money. One night around 3 a.m., the devil's hour, I heard my little boy crying on the baby monitor. So I got out of bed and opened our door when I saw him at the end of the hall. The lights were off, but I could see his little figure slumped over in the tiny timeout chair that was in the corner.
What?
No way.
No.
I walked
ending
over.
Ending on a positive note. Okay. I'm holding out hope.
Not the ghost putting him in timeout. I walked over to him, bent down and said, "What's going on, buddy?" When he suddenly stood up and it was not my little boy. I thought this was going to be
Chelsea,
like
I've chills.
This was a figure, a phantom, a spirit, a ghost, whatever you want to call it, of a little boy around my son's age with sandy blonde hair, wearing a brown and yellow striped shirt and brown overalls. I froze. He looked at me, smiled, skipped down the steps into the family room, and then disappeared. Okay. He seems nice.
Yeah.
I stood up in disbelief at what happened, walked over to my son's room, opened the door, and saw him sleeping soundly in his bed. I got back into my bed and laid there for a second going over what had just happened, but recognized that I did not feel fear. It was a strange feeling, but there wasn't a presence of evil and I wasn't afraid. I eventually fell asleep, but woke up the next morning still feeling a little weird. A couple days later, I could hear my little boy giggling in his bedroom, so I cracked open the door and said, "What are you laughing about?" While pointing to the empty corner of the room, he said, "Oh, I'm laughing at my friend Max. He's so funny." My son was the only person in the room. There was no Max in his school class, at church, in our family, our neighborhood, not on a TV show he watched. We did not know a single person named Max. Since we also didn't know any Ghostbusters, and this seemed to be a harmless, is that a word?
I don't know,
a variation. We simply acknowledged the fact that our new ghost friend Max was there to quarantine with us too. My son laughing and talking to Max happened on a few more occasions in the time that we lived in the basement, but there was always a feeling light and innocence when it happened. So we just accepted that Max was a friend and he wasn't there to harm us.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Although we haven't had any appearances in our new home, whenever we hear a noise or something goes missing, my husband and I always look at each other and say, "It's Max."
Oh my gosh. Bye.
So cute. Thanks for reading this. Love you all. I just want to believe it was like a little boy who died too soon and he's just playing with some friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Max. That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
I thought it had us in the first half.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Sheesh. Not slumped over in the timeout.
No. Ooh. I thought the little boy was going to have like been put in timeout by a ghost or something.
Oh, no. Oh, that's sweet.
Aw.
You know what? When some of these people write in, like girls will write in and be like, "I was in bed, you know, with their husband or whatever. And like, I heard this noise and I went out and did this. And I got back in and just laid there for hours." I'm like,
"You're braver than the Marines."
The second I hear one single ounce of noise, I literally am like, "Leif." Like, I will wake him up immediately. Yeah. Am I toxic? The thing is, Leif can fall asleep in 2 seconds. So I'd never feel bad.
Yeah, because he can just go
like,
right
you could just go
sleep.
Back. Literally, if I ever, do you ever have a bad dream and then wake Nick up? I literally do that. And if I ever have a bad dream.
If you wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, if I have a bad dream and it's like, you know, yeah, in the middle of the night and I'm like scared or spooked.
Yeah.
I like go over to Leif's side of the bed. I don't like fully wake him up. And
yeah.
But I'll like kind of cuddle with him a little bit. And then I'll be like, "I had a bad dream." And he'll always like put his arm around me and spoon me every single time.
Aww, that's cute.
I told him once, I was like, "It's actually so sweet that you never get annoyed about
it.
Like, he's always like, "Are you okay?" And like, put his arm around me. I'm like, that is actually,
aww,
I would be
that
so
is sweet.
I would be so annoyed if someone repeatedly woke me up. Like, "I had a bad dream." I'd be like, "Well, I'm sure if it was my kid or something, I'd feel bad for them." But
I know. I'm just like thinking about the day where you have a little kid come up to you and like tap you in the middle of the night and it's like, "I had a bad dream."
How terrifying it is.
How terrifying it is to be woken up in the middle of the night.
No, literally Aspen will say, has said that. Remember she was telling us? She's like, Cove woke her up or something. Basically, she opened her eyes and Cove's face was just right here. Like right in front
of
her.
No wonder your mom always gasps.
Yeah.
Like when you wake her up.
It's like the classic thing. It's like, "What? I'm sick."
Please. My mom said my oldest brother one time when he was a teenager, walked into their room and she opened her eyes and just his figure was in the doorway.
No.
Standing there. And she was like, and then she was like, "Oh," she was like, "Lad, like, hello?" And he didn't say anything.
No.
But then she's like, "Well, I saw that it was like, I could tell it was Lad." And he came and just sat on the edge of their bed, didn't say a word. And she just was like, "I don't think I'm supposed to wake him up." She was like, "I'm just going to go back to bed." And then he just went back to bed.
Ew. Terrifying. I'm scared. Just a figure in your.
Yes.
No. I'm not down for that.
No.
Well, I'm glad we ended with Max.
Yeah.
Our sweet ghost friend.
Yes. We love
ghosts
that.
Are
friendly
always
ghosts.
Bad. I like to think like if you do have a ghost experience, you could kind of like that guy was like, "Please leave me alone." Like, you know, maybe they'll just listen.
You can communicate.
Yeah. Or maybe they're good sometimes.
Yes.
Not spooky.
Maybe they just have unfinished business.
Yeah. Maybe you're
actually
dead.
They need your help.
Maybe you're the ghost. Everyone's like so unsettled as they leave. They're like, awesome.
Maybe you're dead. Maybe this is all a dream.
Do you ever pinch yourself to make sure you're real? Sometimes I do that.
Pinch myself?
Like I'll do this to like make sure I feel something. I'm like, okay, I'm real. Mostly if I have a bad dream, actually. It's not like randomly throughout the day.
I'm like, okay, that is dissociating.
Like, you know, I've actually never had like the lucid dream things, but like if you have a bad dream, then you wake up and it's like, okay, I'm in my room, and then I'll like grab my hand. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Now, you know why watching scary stuff is like, it really, you just shouldn't do it. Because after watching The Patient, I had one of the scariest dreams I've ever had. I can't say it. But I was just thinking, it's because I watched The Patient.
Yeah.
And like those thoughts would have never entered my head if I had not done that. It just welcomes like bad things.
It does, because I used to get, like, I haven't had a bad dream in, I'm not joking, like maybe a year.
No,
I used to get them all the time. It's like I'm saying, I would always wake late up and be like, I had a bad dream, I had a scary dream. That's because I was watching freaking Ted Bundy tapes.
Yes.
But right before I go to sleep.
100%.
Like, no.
Yeah.
It's not the vibe. Well, thank you guys so much for writing in, for listening to the podcast. Happy Halloween. Be safe. Have so much fun. Send us pictures of your costumes. I always love seeing your guys' costumes. You guys always look so cute.
I really hope people recreate Chester and Jasper.
Please. Not even us.
Yeah.
Not even the legacy we've created. Just Chester and Jasper, honestly.
Yeah. I hope that's our legacy.
It was so fun. Like, you need to do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, for a girls' night, we should do that again.
We should do it.
And all have different personas and different names.
We just do like 10 times a year, every month.
Every other week. No, but we should do that for a girls' night and then go to dinner.
Yes. Like go to Nobu or something.
Please. Please, not Nobu. Can you even fathom that? They would probably be like, you cannot be here.
No, literally, they would not let us in. 100%. Please, not our bald caps like hanging off in the back.
Our ponytails. Like,
it was so bad because our sideburns were showing too.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Oh man.
Okay. Well, we love you guys so much. Happy Halloween. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Spooky.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.